Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy are about to spoil your ears with heaps of fun. This Mother's Day, spoil mum with a big brand fragrance at the lowest price at Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, living the dream down here. What's happening over there, Bickers?
How are you feeling, Tommy? From the photos you sent me last night, you had a fun weekend.
I woke up this morning and I saw in my messages this morning what I had sent you, and I saw the lukewarm response that I got back to.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't lukewarm. I was just with the kids at the time, and I couldn't give the photos my full attention.
Should I show Jesse the photo that I sent you?
Show Jesse the photos. In fact, I thought about trying the photos. The picture you sent me, I thought about trying with the kids. But I thought it might have been a bit weird.
What is going on?
Exactly. Yeah. Photo. When you get that in the middle of the day in London when you're just, you know, wrangling a toddler, it's interesting. Do you want to describe, Jesse, what you're looking at?
It's a visual trick where you get someone else's, I don't even know how I describe it. You get someone else's legs and then put them over
You
lie down on your chest and someone else's legs over your shoulder. And so it looks like you've bent your own legs backwards.
But they are definitely your legs, mate.
Lots of lols.
They're my legs. And when you end up laughing
loved,
so much.
Yeah, I loved your teal nail polish. Gorgeous.
I reckon we should probably move on.
Heaps coming up. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon.
So the trip is going great so far. Thanks for asking. Mm. It's been delightful. Lots of fun adventures. Mm. However, no trip is without its challenges. We're traveling with three kids and obviously kids don't care sometimes that you're at these amazing landmarks. If they want something and they're not getting it, they still have tantrums. You know? So there's tension. Tension is running high, just like it would wherever we would be in the world when you've got kids, young kids, especially toddlers, traveling. But I have to say,
because that's your biggest problem. The toddlers are not your biggest problem. Your partner and his inability to navigate through this life by himself, Addy would have to be looking after Chris.
It's so funny you say that, because last night we were looking at our diary entries because we're making the kids write something every day about the trip, like a little diary. And in his diary entry, almost every day has something about something he's lost.
Yes.
He's lost three beanies over the course of three weeks.
Yeah. And tomorrow he'll be trying to write somewhere and realize he's lost his diary.
Well, we've lost Evie's diary, actually. Yeah. And I said, you were the last one to have it. So,
I've told you before, I've only been on a plane with him once, and it was like watching Mr. Bean in action. Like, it was exceptional.
But I'm proud to say we've only had one tiff. We've only had one blue over the whole time traveling together, which is remarkable because we're like on top of each other. We're all in very small enclosed spaces. We're traveling, you know, going through security is enough to cause a divorce. Like, there's a lot going on, right? Yep. But where we chose to have this tiff, I think, has made me laugh a lot when I reflect on it, because what happened was we were in Switzerland, and I decided, because he's pretty good with directions, but I decided I'd run the thing for the day, and we got on.
Shocking with directions.
No, sorry. When we're overseas, he's much better. I get overwhelmed by it all, but
internal compass is just set on UK or something. So when he's here, he's all over the shop.
And we were on this, anyway, we took this bus ride and I took us in the wrong direction, and he had a golf game plan and then it made him late. Anyway, all of that was why the tension was brewing.
Sure.
And when we got to our destination, finally got on the right bus, the destination was a gondola. It was a big, huge, beautiful ride, cable car ride up mountain, Lake Lucerne.
Awesome.
Which is gorgeous, delightful, beautiful. However, we all know that I have an immense fear of heights.
I forgot. Of course. You remember when you got 1 foot up a ladder and started crying and you said, get me down. And we were trying to work out how you get a grown woman down from just one step and what we were meant to do that you couldn't do by simply stepping backwards.
Now, I don't let my fears get in the way of our family fun, right? So I decided that even though that would not be my idea of a fun thing to do, that we would go as a family on this cable car ride because everyone said it's to the highest point in Switzerland and it's beautiful. God. Anyway, tensions were already running high because I'd got us lost and we were very stressed. And then I didn't feel like Chris was giving me enough. I said, oh, my God, I'm getting nervous. And he was like, well, then why are we here? And I said, what do you mean, why are we here? And he was like, well, you hate heights. Why have you taken us on a gondola
ride? That's a very fair point.
And I said, because it's about more than me. Anyway, then we started having this fight. I said, just show me some compassion. And we were yelling at each other. But as we were in this queue, right, and I think because we're not in Australia and no one knows me, I just decided there's times I've wanted to fight and I can't. So I was like, I'm not holding back. So yeah, this almighty blue at the bottom of this gondola ride as the line was getting closer, but we're about to get on the gondola and we were still fighting. And Ollie's like, are we getting on or not? Things coming around because it doesn't give you much of time to, you know, you've got to get on quickly. Otherwise, the thing's going up the mountain.
Yes.
Anyway, so then I said, no, you go without me. And then Chris was like, oh, that's right. You're going to now just, you know, storm off. The kids don't want to go without you. Anyway, long story short, it was like Mr. Bean, but times five. Five of us, as we were about to miss the window that the thing closed, all just like falling into this cable car to make it in time before the doors close. But then as we then headed up the mountain, my fear became very real.
You got in.
We got in, but I wasn't in the calmest mind frame to get in.
Did anyone else, how many people fit in the gondola? Did anyone else have to ride it with you guys?
No, just our family.
Oh, my God.
I'll take the next one, guys. Don't worry about it.
There's room for six, so just one single to come in with this family.
Anyway, we get in this gondola ride and then I start crying and my eyes are closed and I was like somewhere between praying and meditating and just like mantraing in my head. Tears were streaming down my face and I kept my eyes closed. It was a 25-minute gondola ride. I kept them closed for about 18 minutes and then eventually I opened my eyes and it was absolutely spectacular. It was beautiful. But it was funny when we got to the top because Chris was like, I feel like you handled that okay. Ollie was like, I couldn't work out, Mum, whether you were crying about the fight or the heart. I thought, what a ridiculous place.
Well, it was your idea.
To be having a fight on a gondola ride.
Yes. I mean.
And it was all my idea.
How do you feel about it afterwards? Are you glad you went on it? Or do you?
I am. No, honestly, I feel like I kept pushing myself the whole holiday. I kept pushing myself to do height, actually, except for one moment, but height related things. And I got better and better and better. Exposure therapy.
When did you get better? Because you just told us that you cried for 18 minutes on a gondola.
But I did it. You know, I did it.
But I think if you've got to do things and cry through them, just don't do them.
No, but sometimes you've got to cry through the pain. We've talked about this. You should do more of that.
Okay.
But I want to know on 131060, where did you have your blue? Where did you have your fight? Right. Mine, it was at the bottom of a gondola ride in Switzerland. Where was yours? Call us now, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. Coming up very soon, you're going to find out how you can win $10,000 thanks to Macca's. But right now on 131060. Where did you have an argument?
Yeah, mine was on a cable car in Switzerland. It started at the bottom of it and then it progressed during it and I sat there. I'm not sure if the tears were from the fear of heights or the fight, but it was a glorious place to have a tiff.
Yeah, you want a good backdrop, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the scenery was spectacular.
And as spectacular
as the fight.
A nice public spot. So you get to see a lot of people from around the world got to see a woman lose her mind and then have to sit in a small room with the person she's lost her mind at and go up a mountain.
Sonia, where did you have your blue?
Okay, our blue was actually filmed on camera and we were at the Grand Canyon. So it was my father.
Who filmed it, Son?
Oh, the kids did. They went missing. Silly things.
So what happened, Sonia? I'm always fascinated as to what started it.
Well, it was my husband's birthday, so we put him on a helicopter and he went on the cruise and had this wonderful Grand Canyon experience, wanted it his whole life. We decided to meet up at a certain time at a picnic table and I needed to go to the toilet, and the whole darn day I was being terrified the kids were going to fall off the edge of the Grand Canyon because it has no barrier. There's not even a tiny little sign to say 15,000 foot drop, like nothing, no barrier at all. And I've got these two kids with me, 7 and 8, and they're just going, oh, yeah, the world's great. Anyway, I was a nervous wreck, went to the toilet and met my husband back at the table and come back and he goes, where's the kids? And I went, what do you mean, where's the kids? They were right here. I left them here. And he went, you've lost the kids at the Grand Canyon. And I'm going, well, you went on a bloody helicopter at the Grand Canyon. How dare you leave me with the kids and have a nervous wreck? And then we turn around and they're both standing there white as a ghost and all sweaty. And we went, where have you been? And they went, oh, we're here all the time. And we've all looked at each other and went, oh, okay, that was really weird. And then we've got the bus back and we're still fighting on the bus about who lost the children and where they'd been, and the kids are saying nothing. And then I'm going through all my photos that day and there's this video of the kids climbing down the side of the Grand Canyon. It must have been about 100 metres.
Oh, my God.
And my 5-6-year-old says to my 7-year-old, who was like, he falls over his own hands and feet, be careful, mate, be careful. And he trips and he lands on this ledge. And then you can hear us in the background yelling at each other, screaming, where's the kids? Where's the kids?
Oh, my God, Sonia.
So they're now 14 and 13, and at their 21st, I'm going to have this in fine footage to show everybody this terror they put me through.
Did they still lost them, though, Sonia, though? You know, like if I was going to adjudicate the fight, on your watch, they still disappeared. You
what?
Know?
Sonia went to the
moon. Oh, no, look, it was my husband's fault because he was on the helicopter. I was exhausted. I needed to pee and I was exhausted.
Good on you, Sonia.
Can't pee, Sonia.
Thank you.
Good on you, Sonia. What about you, Candace? Where did you have your blue?
Hey there. I had it in the middle of Crown Casino.
Oh, you wouldn't be the first. What happened? Did your partner lose all your money or something? What happened?
No, he wanted to go one way, I wanted to go the other, and we couldn't agree on which way to go. So I said, well, I'm going this way, and started walking away, and he cracked it.
You were going different ways to the same place, or you just wanted to go to different places?
Yeah, no, different places. I wanted to go to one bar, and he wanted to go to the other. And I said, well, I'm going this way, you can come with me or not.
What was the difference? I mean, I've been to a few of the bars in Crown, and they're the same. What was the difference in the bars?
They were cheaper prices.
Well, fair. More money to put on the pokies, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what you want as well. Yeah.
Good just on more you. Drinks.
Good. Yeah, good on you, Candace. Thank you. Geez, it really took a dive off the cliff then from going from Grand
off
Canyon
Grand
to
Canyon.
That, didn't we? G'day, Anna.
Hi. I had my fight with my sister on the happiest place on earth. We had a fight at Tokyo Disneyland.
Set the scene. How old are you, Anna?
This was probably only, I'm 52, and this was probably only about 10 years ago, if that.
Yeah. So grown adults, yeah.
Grown adults. My niece was teaching English in Japan, and we all went to visit her. And so you had four women running around Disneyland, and I was with my niece, and my sister and her partner wanted to go see something else, and we said, oh, we'll meet up, we'll see if we can find a good place to watch the Grand Parade. And I found a place near Dumbo, and it had a bit of shade, and I thought, oh, fantastic. And then my sister found another place further down Main Road, and so we're sending each other text messages going, found a good spot, and she's going, no, I found a better spot, come here, we're right at the front. I'm going, no, we've got shade. She's like, no, come here. So we're having this huge fight. We leave our spot near Dumbo, biggest mistake. We leave Dumbo and go down to where my sister is. And so we're standing in full sun. It's summer in Tokyo. I don't know if you've ever been to Tokyo in summer. It's stinking hot and humidity, and it was foul. And so we're standing there. We watch the parade, and my sister and I are grumbling at each other. My niece is sort of standing there. She's, 20. She's never seen me and my sister fight like this. And so we have this fight over where we watch this parade. We watch the parade. The next, that night, my sister ends up coming down with sunstroke because we were in that super hot Dumbo. And 10 years later, we still
you won.
We sit there and go, we should have stayed at Dumbo. And it's the running joke of our family that we had this fight at Disneyland over, should have stayed at Dumbo.
Anna, please tell me, were you wearing the ears? Were you wearing Mickey Mouse ears when you were fighting?
I don't know if we had them, but in Tokyo you can get them stitched with your name. You can't get your name stitched on all the ears in all the Disneylands. It's only specific Disneyland. So, yeah, we probably did have ears with our names on it, yelling at each other about, should have stayed in Dumbo. But, yeah, the next day she was in bed with heats or sunstrokes.
And Mickey Mouse outlines of sunburn on her head.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. And coming up very soon, the paper quiz.
Yes. But up next, are we going to give away $10,000?
We certainly are. All thanks to Macca's. It's on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wearing Tommy's Leno dress up in a nice tux. Nice. Cause Gary and Tommy like to live a little deluxe. We hit that Macca's drive through, we fill up the trunk. You give us life hacks, then we give you big bucks.
Prove your deluxe for $10,000. Prove your deluxe for $10,000.
The Chicken Deluxe range from Macca's is here. A perfect combination of tender Aussie chicken breast in a golden, crunchy coating. Together and loving it.
How good is this?
Yeah, we want to know your secret life hacks that make your life so deluxe. Mm. We had one last week. What was it, using vodka to clean the toilet?
Yes.
Oh, not just any vodka. I mean, Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes.
It sounds like an idea you would only think of after you've drunk a bottle of Grey Goose.
Yes, and spewed it into the toilet.
Yes, yes. And then gone, yes. I've got a little bit left I can clean it with, I reckon. G'day, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What is your way you're living deluxe?
Well, I save my time by not cleaning my shower. I actually polish the tiles in my shower with car polish, and then the water bounces off, and you don't have to clean your shower.
So you use car polish in your shower, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you slip everywhere? How many bones have you broken, Sharon?
I don't put it on the bottom ones, just on the wall so that the grout stays clean. There's no, the water just bounces off. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's glistening the whole time. Does it smell?
No. It's just, it sparkles, it's clean, the grout is white, and you don't have to clean your shower anymore.
Amazing, that Sharon. Give us some music. Give us something, Jesse. Have you got something? Oh, you've got a Jesse's round of just quicker. I wanted something a bit more deluxe.
No,
sure.
You wait till those dings really kick in. Yeah.
But if she hasn't won, that's too much. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Just, I meant more like a woo, yeah.
Can you just give it a woo, yeah.
Woo, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you guys didn't rehearse this. That's good. Shall we go to Chris? G'day, Chris.
Hey guys, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Chris, what's your way you live in deluxe?
Well, look, life's hard, right? So you've got to do little things to make life easy.
Yeah.
So you have your shower, you pat yourself dry, then you get a hairdryer and you blow dry every inch of your body dry. So you're sitting there luxurious, like Mariah Carey, mate.
Chris.
Sitting there loving life.
Chris,
deluxe.
You are speaking my language. I had an invention idea once for essentially a shower curtain, but it was air. And so when you open your shower door, it's either side of your door on your shower screen. And so as you walk out of the shower, you just walk out slowly and it goes.
Like a car wash. Like the car wash at the end where it dries the car. Can you imagine? Because you know the pressure it has. It would be the pressure on your body. Yeah. You just have all of your bits just flopping around.
Yes.
You know how you know when you spray something and it all moves all weird?
Yeah, but if you get it in one direction to spray, all your fat would go back to the back and suck it back.
Mate, I started this 10 years ago. Haven't looked back yet.
Good on you,
and
Chris.
And also, I'm Greek, right? So I don't have the smoothest of chest. So it works twofold.
This is great.
Amazing.
Chris, I've got to ask because I do dabble with a hairdryer on other parts of my body as well, Chris. does it make you cold? I found sometimes if you're too wet, it makes you cold.
Well, you got to pat dry, right? But okay. Listen, mate, it's a procedure. You don't have to. You don't get like a Willy Wonka hairdryer. You get the industrial ones you get at the hairdressers, right? So you're never cold. It's just luxury, mate. Luxury.
Trust a Greek to have an industrial hairdryer. Good on you, Chris.
Good on you, Chris. What about you, Christina? Prove to us you're doing that.
Hi. It's all Greek to me, Kerry. Oh, Kerry, Tommy, I got so sick of spending so much money on perfumes, right? And it just the smell just wouldn't last.
Yeah.
So I thought one day I'll just put Vaseline on my pulse points. And it works a treat. It lasts the whole day.
So
Hold on. You put the Vaseline on your pulse points, like your wrist and your and then you spray and the spray stays on.
Yes,
I was.
Exactly.
I'm glad you clarified because I was just picturing Christine covered in Vaseline with no perfume on.
Oh, clip sliding away, Tommy. No.
If you got a life hack and you want to play, carryandtommy.com.au is where you go to register. All thanks to the Chicken Deluxe range at Macca's, a perfect combination of tender Aussie chicken breasts in golden crunchy coating together and loving it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. We're doing this.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, big more Tommy, and little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Is this from... From Australian?
No, okay. we paid for a year-long subscription to The Times to get these quizzes, so we'll be getting our money's worth.
And so even though last week it was the worst quiz of all time, we've spent our money.
We paid £12 for this. So.
Is that actually what it was for a year?
Yeah, it's a special entry deal.
£12?
Yeah, and then it's £10 a month after that, so we got a great deal.
That's pretty good. I bet you we forget to cancel it and 5 years later we realise we're still getting
it's
the time.
Yeah, on Saunders' credit card, so that's fine. Oh. Question number one, Spain and which other European country both have Atlantic and Mediterranean coastlines?
Spain. Turkey?
Turkey, yeah.
Which other European
Would that be right? I was trying to think.
Wait, isn't the Atlantic... to the
other side,
west of Spain.
I don't know.
Portugal.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Great answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number two.
I mean, it's a country, right? So we're halfway there.
And it's right next to Spain.
And it's right next to Spain. So good stuff.
Question number two. Who wrote the 1988 book, A Brief History of Time from the Big Bang to Black Holes?
Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great.
I tried to read it and it was. Hard to read and...
Was it dense?
It was dense and shite.
Yep.
And I'm like,
maybe it was just because you couldn't understand.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
It's one of the greatest minds of all time. I don't think it was shite. I think you were stupid.
Why, when you pick a team and it's a bloke you've never met before or me, why not go on my team?
Because he's Stephen Hawking.
What, so I can't call his book shite? I have to say it's good because Stephen Hawking wrote it. Have you read it,
Vickers? But it, no. But
then why are you defending it as well?
Because Chris reads it. And just because I can't understand it doesn't mean the book is crap.
But what do you mean because Chris reads it? Do you mean he's reading it currently or he started and hasn't finished because it's
dense.
Shite?
If you write a book, Tommy, we will do a book club. We'll all read Stephen Hawking's book and then we'll read yours and we'll pick which one's better.
Guess what?
You won't read Stephen Hawking's book.
It'll just be a bunch of people looking around at page 10, not wanting to say it out loud, but this book is not good.
Question number three, which bakery chain launched its corn-filled vegan sausage roll in January 2019?
Sainsbury's?
You know what's interesting? It's Pret-a-Manger, which I was calling Pret-a-Manger, but apparently it's Pret-a-Manger or something.
What does it mean?
Everywhere I've noticed, everywhere is vegan, like full-on vegan. Like I wanted to get a, what are you laughing
full
at?
Full-on vegan.
I thought vegans were all full-on.
Just being like, just getting really at you, like lentils.
No, I wanted a fried chicken burger at a burger shop and the only option for the fried chicken burger was the vegan option. They didn't have vegan and fried chicken. They only had the vegan fried chicken.
Oh.
Because did you go to a vegan burger place?
No, it's because you went to the, order no, the fries I wasn't. Or something. No, don't nod vigorously, Sonda. I was at a normal shop, and they had a vegan option.
Vegan shop.
Anyway, maybe it's that one, Pret? Or it's let's go Pret.
Okay.
Or do you think because what was the was it a cafe or what did it say?
A bakery Jesse? Chain.
Which bakery chain?
I wanted to know what's Sonda. You'll know this. Pret a manger means something to eat?
I don't know.
Okay.
Take away?
I don't know.
Oh, that would make sense, wouldn't
it's
it?
A French
away in a manger. Manger.
Manger is to eat, but yes.
Question number four. Anello and David added a higher Cuban heel to the Chelsea boot for which Liverpool band?
The Beatles?
Oh, that's a great answer. It must be.
Yeah, I reckon.
Great.
The little shorties.
And apparently pret a manger means eating on the go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Question number five. Which great train robber was played by Phil Collins in a 1988 film?
Ooh. A bit before my time, so Carrie.
I love Phil Collins. I didn't know he was in a film.
So what is a train robber? Was Butch Cassidy a train robber? No.
I don't know any train robbers. There's a Grease the Musical's on over here. And you know who's starring in it? Who? Peter Andre.
Is he? Can you please just go and yell through the whole thing? Play Mysterious Girl. Play Mysterious Girl.
Give me some kind of sign.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go Butch Cassidy.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that's it, but.
Okay. Yep. Can you think of a famous train robber? Anyone? No. Okay. Anyone? No. Okay. Getting a lot of shakes of heads.
Question.
Let's wrap this up.
Yep. Give me answers. Question number one. Spain and which other European country have Atlantic and Mediterranean coastlines? It is France.
Oh, formidable. Sacre bleu.
Question number two. Who wrote the 1988 book, A Brief History of Time from Big Bang to Black Holes? It is Stephen Hawking.
And any words on whether it's shite or not?
Which bakery chain launched its corn-filled vegan sausage roll in January 2019? It is Greg's.
Oh, Greg's. I've been to Greg's.
Hey, Greg, what are you going to name your bakery? Well, I've got one idea.
Anello and David added a higher Cuban heel to the Chelsea boot for the Beatles.
Ooh. Good job, Tommy. The only one we got right. Oh, two.
We got two. And for a pass mark, which great train robber was played by Phil Collins in the 1998 film... Buster Edwards.
Oh, I was not going to say that. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Woo! Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. Hamish Blake is coming up soon to talk all things Lego Masters.
Yes, but up next, I've got a story that I got sent from a friend. And it simply said, this is the worst thing I've ever read. And when I say worst, I don't mean it's not particularly gory or anything like that, but it's a situation that someone gets themselves in that goes from bad to comical to desperate, and then they need to phone the authorities, and you're just like,
oh,
oh
I love
man,
this.
I think I'd rather just end myself before admitting to anyone what had happened. Give us a call, 131060. I'm going to do that next, not now, Jesse. Sorry.
What are people calling it?
Everyone looked so shocked. They said, give us a call. Like,
I'd love for people to call now and to guess what could be worse.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Sabo.
Because you know I spew pretty easily, right?
No.
last time, I think I talked about it on this show, my housemate's dog did a turd in my room, and I thought, I'll just clean it up because I won't, you know, he's out, and just fix it, Tommy. Don't be an adult about the situation. And I went to clean it up, and it made me spew, but I couldn't spew into my hand. So instead I spewed because it had toilet paper and dog turd in my hand, and so I opened my t-shirt and spewed into my t-shirt and then had to shower.
You spewed on yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Well, if this was me in this situation, I would spew up an internal organ, because here's what happened. I want to talk to you about a hiking trail in Washington. Now, obviously, when you go hiking, it's good to get out into nature and feel rejuvenated, revived, and get into the fresh air. One of the things I find on a hiking trail that really ruins the fresh air is, you know those drop toilets that they just build a big old hole, right?
And everyone just into them.
Yes, and they just wait until it
fills
up.
I remember that, the long drop.
Yes, the long drop. But you know the ones on in like wilderness areas where it's just a huge pit and they basically just wait until it's full over many years and then just move it. What would you do if you lost your... Oh, Jesse, you and Azul. What would you do if you lost your phone down one of those?
Not get it out. That's so...
Well, this woman lost her phone. And so do you know what she did?
Oh, stop.
Now, she didn't go in because don't worry. What she did is she got her dog leash, right? And then she tried to make like a lasso out of it, right?
Oh, like a skill tester.
Yes, like a skill tester. And then she couldn't quite get down low enough.
Skill so she tester just, ever.
Yeah, yeah. Where there's only one prize.
it's covered in. Yeah.
And she couldn't quite get close enough down. And so she disassembled the toilet seat kind of and took that off. And then, so she's back in head first and then she's trying to get it. And then she slipped and fell head first into all of the weights. And she yelled for 20 minutes before.
Oh my God. Could she not climb out?
Before she reached. No, she couldn't climb out because they've just built a massive pit.
Oh my she God, this poor woman. Deep. Was she hiking alone?
She's hiking head alone. Deep. Especially neck after deep. She was covered in. I'd leave her. But then she yelled for 20 minutes before she realized, hang on, my phone's in here. And I can call.
She had to dig around for it.
I can call the authorities.
Oh my God!
Guess what? I think this is the piece de resistance to this story. So the authorities came.
I can't take any more. It's making me feel really sick.
The authorities came and hosed her down. they hosed her down and they gave her a hazmat suit to wear. So they've hosed
her. She couldn't contaminate.
She's thrown out her clothes and then they've hosed her down nude and they've given her a hazmat suit to wear. How's this? She was uninjured, but they said, hey,
that's good.
We still think you should go to hospital because you've been in a pit.
And it would get into the orifices.
And guess what? She said, nah, I'm good, and walked off in her hazmat suit. So she's walked home and walked in the door in her hazmat suit, and someone's gone, Annie, how was your day? And she's gone, not bad. Certainly not good.
Oh, my God, that's so much.
I want to know.
What if no one ever came?
I know. And they said that the toxic gases can overcome you. Imagine if you lit a match.
I wonder how far away you can smell that. That
woman,
pit.
Long way.
No.
Long way. You go, what's that smell? And then you go, what's that sound of plastic rustling together? That's a woman in a hazmat suit. That's what that is. Have you had a worse day than this woman? 131060. Have you had something happen where you can top falling into a pit of other people's? Give us a call, 131060. Have you had a worse day than this random woman?
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, have you had a worse day than falling into a long drop?
Yes.
I actually don't think anyone will be able to top that woman's day.
This woman in Washington, she was on a hiking trail in the wilderness and she lost her phone down this long drop. And as she tried to retrieve it, fell in the long drop herself and had to get rescued. And then they took her clothes and threw them in the bin and hosed her down and gave her a hazmat suit and said, you should go to hospital. And she said, okay, and I'm not going to do that, and walked off in her hazmat suit and sent herself
and
home.
Her phone dropped in that long drop too, so for days she'd be putting it up to her ear, and you know how it all gets in the crevices. And people are gross when it's not their toilet. I've discovered as we've been travelling around, like public toilets, what happens when people know it's not their toilet?
I don't know. The only toilets I've ever seen that are worse than public ones are the ones at your house.
Stop that.
G'day, John.
Yeah, hi.
Did you have a worse day than this woman in the park?
It was pretty close. Okay. Yeah, I was whippersnipping around a septic tank, and I stepped back on the lid, and it must have, the Rio was rusted, and it collapsed underneath me like a tiger trap, and no water. I just went so, I went through it so fast.
Oh.
No, like no warning. I just went straight through just like a trap. Oh. And my fat ass saved me. I caught my ass on the corner of the concrete and broke my tailbone.
Oh no. So then how did you get out if you had a broken tailbone? And
yeah, I didn't realize it was broken at the time. I just had a very sore ass.
Yeah, you've got a fair few assaults on the senses, I imagine, falling into a septic tank. But yeah. You're not instantly aware of how your body feels.
But it happened so fast, but yet still, my life flashed before my eyes. Like, oh my God, I'm going to drown to death.
And imagine, and the only, I reckon your last thought as you're drowning in a septic tank would be, I hope nobody finds me.
Yeah.
Like, I hope nobody knows what happened.
Yeah.
John, did you get sick as well?
No, I was fine. I'm pretty tall, so it was just my legs.
How long did it take for the smell to go away?
I don't know.
Good on, John. Thank you, mate.
That was a while. It took a while.
That was a while.
He had a dry spell for a while. Everyone he was with was like, what is that smell?
G'day, Taylor.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. We're talking bad days. Did you have a shocker?
Oh, mate. Yeah, I did. So one day after work, my partner was like, let's go check the dirt bikes out. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Couldn't really be bothered, but we ended up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, long story short, I had a bit of an accident where I hit a bit of a tree. Well, the tree hit me. And yeah, and then I obviously came off, and my partner came over and was laughing at me, saying, get up, get up. Anyway, it turns out that I dislocated my hip, fractured my femur, and fractured my knee, and waited six hours in the waiting room so I could put my hip back in.
My God. How many whistles did you go through?
I didn't have a whistle. They went straight to morphine, but it turns out I was allergic to it and broke out in a rash.
Oh.
Are you awake when they're putting that back in?
Oh, no, mate. They sedated me pretty well.
Taylor, forgive my ignorance, but I thought the hip was your center thing which your legs are attached to. Like, I didn't think you could. How do you dislocate it?
You know when, like, you're little and you're playing with a Barbie doll and you just pop their hip off, like their leg off?
Yep. I do now. Yep.
Yeah, so that was me, and then I ended up spending 20 days in hospital.
Whew. How's your dirt biking going these days?
Well, we sold her, but then I ended up getting infected and had to go back in for another week.
Oh, my God.
But you got to laugh about it or you'll cry about it.
I know. Is it bad that I'm hearing that, Taylor? Is it bad that I'm hearing that and I'd still rather that over falling into the vat of sewage?
Mate, I don't know. Like, it's been pretty brutal.
Good on you, Taylor. Thank you. Because who you got?
Crystal, can you top Taylor's day?
I actually don't think I can. I think mine's like nothing compared to either of them.
Okay.
But we were out camping for a couple of days and, you know, you have a couple of drinks, have fire, whatever, and it was getting to the end of the afternoon. I can't swim, but I love going down camping. So we're like, all right, let's have a swim, let's have a wash, whatever. Started floating to New South Wales. Got to the other side and there's like this big wall. I tried to climb up it because I could only see out of one eye. I fell down, hit my head on the tree branch. Six people in a boat had to come and save me. I was naked.
And Crystal, I'm sure it's true, but you sound like a little kid who's lying and making things up as he goes.
Yeah,
and you like, get to the end and you're just like, I'm naked.
No, so.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse.
the best thing, if you find a cheaper price on the same item at another store, they're going to match it and give you 10% off the difference. And it's awesome. You go in there, get something fancy, Giorgio Armani or Chloe by Chloe, and it's so much cheaper.
Yes, spoil your mum rotten with a beautiful fragrance at the cheapest prices from the wonderful folks at Chemist Warehouse. Now, because we've quickly got to get to a call because we have unfortunately left her waiting. G'day, Kerri-Ann.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kerri-Ann, thanks for calling in and sorry to keep you waiting. I believe you were calling about having a worse day than the woman before we told the story about who fell into the long drop.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's the worst, but it was bad enough for me, Dale. I was travelling to work early one morning and I had a bad bout of the runs due to a few too many drinks the night before. So I knew I wasn't going to make it. I was sweating. And I thought, okay, the next best thing, I'll just hide in the bushes when I get to work because I'm usually the first one there. But that wasn't going to happen because my boss arrived at the same time as I did. Oh. So I tried to make it into the store and I didn't make it. It just went everywhere. And I mean everywhere, right?
What? Kerri-Ann, I need to complete this mental picture for myself. What were you wearing? Were you wearing a skirt?
Oh, no. Pants.
But
thick
but
pants.
Didn't pants catch it?
So I went into the washroom and I took everything off. I mean, it went on my bag everywhere. I took everything off. Yeah, it's horrible. And I washed it all and... needless to say, I now know it takes 2.5 hours for wet, thick pants to dry on one's body while working. Okay? And the worst thing, though, was when I had my break, I went past the loo and I saw I'd missed a spot, so I had to clean that up. And then when I was going home, it was on my handbag. So, I had the worst day, I'll tell you.
Oh, and here I thought poop bags.
It would have just followed you.
Hey, Kerri-Ann, thank you and sorry for keeping you waiting. Jesse, you got something for Kerri-Ann?
You're welcome.
Well, we've got a $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse for you, Kerri-Ann.
Thanks, guys. Love you lots.
Love
Bye-bye.
You. You can get some Depends. Hey, Mish Blake joining us next.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Lego Masters is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Would you please welcome Hamish Blake?
Hey, guys. Hey, gang.
Hey, brother. Now, what is it? Is it brothers versus sisters this time? Is there some kind of is it favourites from the past back to seek revenge? What's happening?
Lego versus Duplo, and at the moment, the Lego's doing much better.
Do you remember Meccano?
Yeah. Do you know what? Technically, this is. I mean, probably speaking out of school here, but I am not, like, there's a clause, when I signed on, like, 4 or 5 years ago, wherever it was, like, to this show, there's, like, these specific Lego clauses that, like, Lego in Denmark were, like, kind of adamant about. And one of them was, like, do not touch, you can't be seen playing with the following things. And I was like, guys, it's not going to be too much of a problem. Like, I don't think I'm going to get, like, you know, no one's going to kick the door down at a nightclub and find me building Meccano in a toilet. You know, like, they just get busted. But the only brand I actually recognized was Meccano on the list. And I just felt like saying to Lego, and look, no offense to Meccano if they're listening, but I felt like saying to Lego head office, like, guys, you don't have to be worried about Meccano.
No. Meccano, yes.
It's
yes.
like tin and nuts and bolts and stuff. It looked like a toy from the 1840s. Like, no kid is turning down Star Wars Lego because they want the crane from Meccano.
Yeah.
Isn't that, you know, that whole deal about you can't be seen? Isn't that what happened? Was it Britney or Coke or Pepsi? Wasn't it somebody was caught with another drink or something?
This was my, like, very, very lame version of that. But I remember there was like a thing. Didn't someone have a deal with Apple maybe or Samsung? And then they, like, they couldn't have photos. You couldn't. I remember an artist like a Justin Timberlake or someone going, oh, if someone says, can you take a selfie? He couldn't touch the phone if it was the competitor's brand. So he had to be like, hands off, in case someone got a photo of him holding the other
phone.
Holding
the Samsung.
And we were all like, there is another phone that exists.
I had Meccano as a kid. And
it's a great toy. Great toy. Take it all back.
Got him.
Smart kids.
Fell for the trap.
You always got the other thing. It's like you never got the three-stripe Adidas, did you?
I always had the crap version of whatever was cool.
Yeah.
And the disappointment when kids come over. I still remember from being so little and then being like, can we play with Lego? And I was like, almost. Oh,
what if I told you there was a system that didn't use small round plastic circles, but used literal nuts and bolts to hold it together? Just take what if I could incite you with that, guys?
Take this little wrench and I'll explain the wrench.
It was. I mean, I had Meccano too. I was given it under the same premise, like from an auntie or an uncle, with those like, the sentence that no kid wants to hear, which is, well, the guy at the store says it's just as good.
Hamish is sticking around and we'll have more with him up next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo, and we are still joined by Lego Masters host Hamish Blake.
Hey, I've got to say, I went to Legoland, what are the chances, on the weekend. Oof. Because
in Denmark?
One of the, no, in London. In Windsor.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes. And because one of the guys at the project helped build a little, I don't know, Lego toy for the project to put in a gift card to send me on my way when I left to say, have a great time, go to Legoland. And that guy, I didn't realise, Andrew, is one of the contestants on Lego Masters.
All right. There you go. I'm learning too. Andrew, is Andrew with you guys? Okay.
Yeah. don't put that against him.
No, he's good. He's a great contestant.
He's a master.
Well, he's not because he was voted out last night, but still.
Was he? I'm behind. No.
Gary, I won't give anything away. He wins.
Is he still here? Do we know if he's...
He's still in our hearts.
Okay.
He's still in our hearts.
It's going to be on Meccano Masters next week.
When I was at Legoland, like you've got like flying Lego and stuff happening on your show. In Legoland, none of that happens. It's all bolted to the ground.
Yeah, that's true, actually. It's probably like there's a bit of a no-no. I mean, you're not meant to glue Lego. Like that's one of the things. But Brickman always tells me you are allowed to glue it if it's a safety concern. So like if it's a dinosaur's head at Meijer or whatever, or Kmart or like wherever the display is, if it could fall off and crush someone, then you are allowed to glue it. That's a
better
system.
So you're saying a ride at Legoland probably shouldn't be made out of Lego.
It's just not a great look. Yeah, if you are going up the roller coaster and you look at the struts and they seem to be Lego, even Technic, the strongest Lego, I would still be slightly concerned.
Okay.
Tommy, can I ask you a question? We share a housemate. I live with John, your housemate, lived with him for 10 years.
You cared for him for a while. And now I care for him.
Transferred the papers over to you, so you have to you have to make sure he's got a premium muesli bar every day. He's 51. But I gave John, because John back in the day, like he was a jeweler by trade and loved cars, right? And would make like cars out of metal and stuff. I gave him a really expensive Lego Technic kit that I was given by Lego. And I was like, John, you'll like this. It's a Land Rover Defender. Like, build this, mate. You'll really enjoy it. He's like, oh, mate, this is exactly what I need. I really want to get this. Where is it? He hasn't built it, has he?
You know the answer to this question.
I know.
he has not. He's bought a Land Rover since then.
He literally bought the car and he hasn't built the Lego, has he?
Yeah. Because like I think he went, why would I build this when I could just buy a car?
It's true. I mean, your house is pretty fun, I suppose. Like at my house, we build Lego because there's actual children in it, but in your house...
We've got dirt bikes and
if
a buck hunter
machine.
Buy
Defenders, why are you all looking after him?
Oh, there's a lot else that's going on with him.
There's a lot of others. He's financially secure, but he needs other elements.
Emotional support.
We were his emotional support animals. That's exactly who we are.
Hey, Haim, if you went to a Legoland around the world, would you get in for free?
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? I mean, full disclosure, people think that because you're doing Lego Masters, you obviously like have like the golden ticket or like I have a hotline to Denmark. I tell people I get Lego for free because it sounds great. And so when like at kids' birthdays and stuff, like when I go to like my child's friends' birthday parties, or whatever, I buy Lego sets that are like probably a higher level than an 8-year-old's birthday warrants. And then people go like, whoa, thank you. And I go, hey, you know, I get it for free. I don't. I pay for retail. But I want
but
people
also, that
to
just
think,
looks like you're a tired ass that's re-gifting presents
that's
to
why
a
I
kid's
buy the
birthday
more expensive.
Party.
That's why I buy the more expensive stuff. So you're like, hey, yeah, it's a bit extravagant, but enjoy it. You know, I'm with Lego. I'm in the club. Have fun. But I have to pay.
Thank you, Kerry.
Sorry, that's how she signs off with all our guests.
Yeah, and remember, as I always say, you're a wanker. Thanks for joining us. Good night. Been in London too long. Was that a Cockney accent that you said it in?
What's Carrie's version of say hi to your mum for?
It's you're a wanker.
Okay.
I mean, if I was going to Legoland, I would certainly put a call. I'd pull every string to get, yeah. I don't know, what you can
mate,
get there.
It was £30. You can pay to get in, yeah?
That's not the point.
Yeah, but there might be some sort of backstage tour that you wouldn't know about.
Oh, like the Kardashians at Disneyland, where they go straight to the front of the queue. You do that at Legoland for the rides for six-year-olds. Is that what you're
saying? Certainly would. To platinum brick, guys, titanium brick coming through. What's that? Oh, it's just a spray-painted brick that we use in the series in Australia.
Hey, Lego Masters is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Haim, thank you, mate.
Pleasure, guys. And I'm so sorry to have to break it to you, Gary, that your favourite contestant is out. But the competition remains fierce for the remaining seven
sad
teams.
Sad for him now.
He had fun.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up a little bit later on, we want you to prove your deluxe for $10,000, all thanks to the Chicken Deluxe range from Macca's.
Ooh, yeah.
Speaking of deluxe, the world's sexiest city has been announced, and the winner, I don't know if they've opened their eyes in this city, but I don't reckon this should have got the top spot.
Okay, great.
I'll tell you what it is next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are doing this.
It's time for Bickmore's British Bits.
Here we go now.
British, isn't it?
What's more British than Piers Morgan? Hey, his new television series debuted with a very high-profile interview. If you haven't seen it going around, he interviewed one-term US President Donald Trump. Now, the preview of it makes it look like there was storm outs and that Donald Trump asked for the interview to be ended, and he's come out saying, I didn't storm out. It was just misleading editing. And then he's gone on to talk about how, you know, it was a rigged election. Now they've done a rigged promo and all the rest of it. But this interview was set to cover all the big issues.
A former president in denial.
I'll be completely straight with you to your face.
I think I'm a very honest man. Much more honest than you, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a free and fair election. You lost.
Only a fool would think
you that. You think I'm a fool?
I do now, yeah.
With
excuse
respect.
Me.
Okay, but with respect, the you haven't produced the hard evidence.
Excuse me.
The most explosive interview of the year.
I don't think you're real.
It's, I realize I'm not like...
Very dishonest. Let's finish up the interview.
Morgan versus
Turn
Trump.
Turn the camera on.
Whoa.
Now, I'm sure you're like, what did they discuss in the most explosive interview of the year?
Harry is whipped. Do you know the expression whipped?
I'm familiar with the phrase.
I won't use the full expression. But Harry is whipped like no person I think I've ever seen.
Good
I'm
job.
Not a fan of Meghan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. And I wasn't right from the beginning. Same I think poor Harry is being led around by his nose, okay?
You think he's going to win?
I do. I've been a very good predictor, as you know. I predicted almost everything.
It was like watching a midday gossip show with discussing Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Who cares what you think of Harry, mate?
Yeah. And what else did they talk about? Was it all that type of stuff?
I don't know. I didn't see the rest of it.
Okay.
That's fair.
I thought they were mates. It sounded like they were.
Oh, they probably, because in the end they talk about how much they loved each other and it was a great interview. Yeah, great interview. So I all of it was just promo.
Yeah.
Just good promo. Good. Hooked us in. I said to you the world's sexiest city had been announced. When you think sexy cities, where does your mind go?
I immediately think Paris, although not for the people. Yep. I think Rio, actually. Rio is
so
where.
So Paris didn't even make it in the top three.
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't see Rio there anywhere. But I think, because I think of Rio people being quite
sexy. Yes, Rio
sexy.
People. Oh, you know what? Gold Coast people are pretty hot.
Yes, well, I don't see Gold Coast on
okay.
here.
Okay. Right, sorry, line. I just... What a weird
you went from Rio to
pause.
Gold Coast. It was just a strange...
Yeah.
I was... My mind was in exotic places.
Yeah.
Gold Coast has hot people. Yes, it does. But not hot
too
enough
late now, mate.
To make the world's sexiest city, which is, for the first time in a long time... London has been named the sexiest city.
That's wrong. That's wrong. I've been to London. And the only people that are hot in London are not from London. They are.
Because then I looked into this a little bit. Because not that I'm, you know, perving at people. Because it tells you on the tube not to stare. You can't linger.
So what? You just have to perv quickly. Why don't they just say don't perv?
But it's not, I wouldn't have called it the hottest place. But then when I looked into what makes it the sexiest city, it's that 167,000 people are signed up to fetish sites. There's 131 sex events across the city,
but you know,
and over 10,000 people in the city making money on OnlyFans, which means that it is now a seductive place.
You know why they need fetishes? Because they need something more exciting than their partner's looks. Because they're not good looking.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that Carrie and Tommy are done for the day, they've got time to go and sort out their Mother's Day present at Chemist Warehouse, where you can get a big brand fragrance at the lowest price. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.